So we encourage you, if you're able to come, to please plan to do the same. Thankful to God, pray God that you're continually asking the question, why did he have to do it? He did it for me. He did it for you. And he did it for us. Until the next time, God bless and keep is always my prayer.
Be what you are.
Be what you are.
And live the life.
And live the life.
God knows your heart.
God knows your heart.
Can't get by.
Can't get by.
He's coming back.
He's coming back.
To judge the world.
Judge the world.
Be what you are now.
Be what you are.
And live the life.
And live the life.
Be what you are now.
Be what you are.
And live the life.
He's coming back
to judge the world.
Judge the world.
Be what you are now.
Be what you are.
And live the life.
And live the life.
If you've been dancing,
if you've been dancing
on the barroom floor,
barroom floor.
Make up your mind.
Make up your mind.
And do it no more.
Do it no more.
He's coming back.
He's coming back
to judge the world.
Judge the world.
Be what you are now.
Be what
judge the world.
Judge the world.
Be what you are now.
Be what you are.
And live the life.
Let me just tell you this. Good morning, good morning. You are now tuned in to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. Hoodie Sunday morning on radio station WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Your host for the morning is Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Becky Mitchell. Call a friend, call a neighbor. Tell them the Space Coast Gospel Hour is on, playing the best gospel on this side of heaven. Stay tuned for more and more gospel, and be blessed this morning.
He can take good care of you and me.
God's got it all in control.
Got it all in control. God's got it all.
Sisters, as president of the National Baptist Convention USA Incorporated, it gives me a great deal of privilege and pleasure to introduce to you for the first time in 116 years the National Baptist Convention Recording Choir under direction of Dr. C.L. Fairchild.
Calvary, 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 Calv psalmist David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemy and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. And though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. And though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
May we pray. Eternal God, our Father, thou who rules and super rules our world, thou who looked out in space one day and caused worlds to twirl, and every planet in space took its rightful place, thou who rolled this terrestrial ball into space, baptized it with a liquid mist, ordered a variety of blooming flowers, transfigured into a marvelous attraction. Thou, O God, we come tonight with thanksgiving. We come with praise. We come with worship. With our minds stayed on thee. Lord, times are difficult now. We're living in times whereby civilization is torn by degradation, and it flirts with doom and disaster. High-mindedness runs our streets like a mad dog and beats in uncertain paths. Selfishness has evaporated the milk of human kindness, while pain and panic chase each other like June bugs in the summer sun. Here we are, O God, in a mean world. Violence and upheaval, joy and sorrows. Those who listen to my voice, today some are downtrodden. Some can't pay their bills. Some have children who steal to support a drug habit. Some are living in what's supposed to be a home, but it's a house. Some, oh God, don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But Lord, we come tonight with our minds knowing that you have all power in your hand. Father, hear me if you will. You heard Daniel in the lion's den. You heard the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. Please hear us right here and right now. Oh Lord, somebody in radio land, hear my voice right here and right now. They've tried some of everybody. They've tried some of everything. And now, move them to try you. Oh Lord, we know that the answer is in the church. We know that the school does not have the answer. We know that the government doesn't have the answer. Welfare reform is hurting some of our people. Some people won't be able to make their ends meet. But oh Lord, that mother who's struggling to keep bread on a children's table all by herself. That child who's gone astray. Let them
come to be like David when he said, I was glad when they said unto me, oh, let us go to the house of the Lord. Hey, Father, stir down in their heart tonight. Oh, Father, give them a church going mind, if it be thy will. And now, Lord, when it's all over, when the battle's been fought, victory's been won, gotta stand before a just God. Yeah, somewhere. Give us a resting place. Give us a church going mind. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We don't want Abraham. We don't need Isaac. We don't want Jacob. But Jesus. 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 Amen.
Just a few things,
just a few things
that the Lord,
that the Lord has done.
Gave me strength,
strength and courage
for this grief,
this race to run.
Out on the cross,
out on the cross,
gave His only,
Son.
Just a few things,
just
the Lord,
the Lord has done.
He done so much.
He done so much.
You and me.
Somebody ought to be up and around this morning. He did so much. Thank God for what He did for me. He's able to rise up this morning, see another day. Thank God for Jesus this morning. Mother Rose Wiggin and Pastor Gladys Butler and Brother Monroe Groves and Brother Sam Montgomery, he done so much for you.
They nailed his hand.
Brother Johnny Hubbard, Sister Lorraine Hubbard, Sister Clifford May Hubbard. Oh, he done so much.
On Calvary. Gave his only son. Just a few things.
Brother LaSalle William and Sister Evelyn William, Sister Easter Button and Brother Will Washington.
Jesus,
he does. Oh, we talk about Jesus this morning.
Jesus,
he done so much.
Take my time. Jesus,
he done so much.
Jesus,
he done so much.
How many of y'all know he done so much for you? Jesus,
he done so much.
How do I could do it?
He done so much.
Jesus,
he done so much.
Jesus,
he done so much.
Jesus,
he done so much.
Sister Audrey Johnson and Sister Veronica Jenkins, Sister Betty Payne.
He done so much.
That God been good.
He done so much.
He went out on Calvary.
He done so much.
Hung, bled, and died.
Pastor Odell Watson and Mother Lateria Watson, Mount Moriah AME Church. Reverend George Meyer and Reverend Clarence Whipple Sr. and all of Mount Moriah AME Church family. He done so much.
Not only that, but one night.
He done so much.
One night, y'all, let me tell you, Jesus.
He done so much.
He was just sitting around chilling.
Pastor Loretta Bosby, awesome God present in all your church family.
And he called Lazarus three times.
He done so much.
And Lazarus got up and lived again.
He done so much.
Let me ask you something now. Can I get a witness?
He done so much.
Can I get a witness tonight?
Oh, Brother Freddie Randall's in.
He done so much.
Brother Jason Randall.
He done so much.
Brother Regia.
I was confused.
He done so much.
Oh, Mother Anna Mae Price.
I was gonna come in.
So much.
Couldn't sleep at night.
He done so much.
But let me tell you,
he done so much.
I got on my knees.
Brother Douglas Brothers and Mother Leotis Brothers. Oh, he done so much.
Direction. What are you doing? Change the direction. What are you doing? Then I'm headed in. And you know what he did? My God moved.
He done so much.
My God moved.
He done so much.
Let me tell you what he did. I just want to tell you this.
He done so much.
What did he do? He gave me a new pastor.
He done so much.
He gave me a new church.
He done so much.
He gave me a new heart.
He done so much.
Brother Charles Harris.
I can love upon my heart.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hope they used to make me mad.
He done so much.
I can look at her.
He done so much.
Yeah. Let me ask you something tonight.
He done so.
Bring you a word about my sponsors at this time, but just before I bring you my sponsor, I just would like to bring you one of my announcement, community announcement. Mims Church of God present, and that is today now, present Round Up for Jesus evangelist service. Now that's today at 11 a.m. All you got to do is just walk on in, because the doors of the church is open. And Men's Church of God is located at 2748 Harry T. Moore Avenue. That's in Mims, Florida. The speaker for today, They Won Souls, co-pastor Gladys Butler. She will be the speaker for today. And if you haven't heard her and you would like to hear her, and oh, she got a message, today is your day. Go to and enjoy Jesus along with the Mims Church of God. That's in Mims, just a little drive away, but you'll be glad you went. Can't tell you about it. You have to be present to know what it's all about. Now I'm going to bring you one of my sponsors at this time, none other than Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop, owned and operated by Brother Johnny. Owned and operated by Brother Freddy Randalls, now located at 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island. They got it together there with, along with this, his son, Brother Jason Randalls, and they got it together. Yes, they can change the paint on your car, and oh, don't know what all they can do. Just ride, drive in and tell them to fix it up. And you might not even know it when you come back to pick it up, because they got it together. That's Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop, 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island, along with his son. They got it together. Now, whatever, yes, they have houses for rent, houses for sale, all of this take place now. They got it together with whatever's going on. They can fix it. So you just stop in and let them take care of it at Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. Community announcement. Mount Moriah AME Church, 234 Stone Street in the city of Cocoa. Reverend Odell Watts is our pastor. They says that this will be Stewart's anniversary. Stewart's at Mount Moriah AME Church. Now, this will take place, plan a note, it's not far off, Sunday, August the 13th, 2017 at 4 p.m. The guest speaker, the guest church, and all of this will be none other than Mount Olive AME Church, Merritt Island. Reverend Haywood Davidson Jr. is the pastor, but we're looking to see you there. That's August the 13th. I believe that's on next Sunday, and that's, you'll be present. Reverend Haywood Davis will bring the message. Reverend Haywood Davis Jr., Greater Mount Olive AME Church, Merritt Island. And continue, Pack the Pew, Sunday, August the 27th, 2017. Now, this will be at 10 a.m. Continue at Mount Moriah AME Church. And, you know, you just want to be present. There's a lot going on, and you can be a part of it. Also, we also have on Sunday night, July the 2nd, 2017, the Parkamore Missionary Baptist Church members elected their next pastor. The church has chosen Minister Addison Mitchell. Pastor Mitchell and his wife, Barbara, has been a resident of Brevard County since May of 1998. Pastor Mitchell now and his wife, Barbara. The installment service for the Pastor Mitchell will be held on the third Sunday, August the 20th, 2017 at 4 p.m. Now, this will take place at Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. Pastor Mitchell is asking for the community to pray for him, his family, and Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church as he embarked on their journey to reach the lost and the teach the saved. Now, this is going to take place. I'll be telling you more about it, but this is going to be August the 20th at 4 p.m. Going back, I'm going to give you one more of my sponsors just before I go back, none other than Riverview Memorial Garden. Riverview Memorial Garden, the place where quality and service is a must. Owned and operated by Brother Duncan McKenzie, located at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. You can always reach him at 321-636-9050. That's Riverview Memorial Garden. And he continued to have the old records I've been telling you about, and there's no charge. And they have mountain marble grant headstones priced from $275. So just call him if you'd like to obtain one. Because he will be there and he will answer it too. You have burial plots there, mausoleum grant, memorial benches, cremation service. All of this now is at Riverview Memorial Garden. Come back into the program and pray you're one of the latest and the greatest. My blessing is on the way. I don't know about you, but my blessing is on the way.
Cause he's gonna do just what he said.
My blessing's on the way.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
This goes out for Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church and all your church family. My blessing is on the way. Parkamore Missionary Baptist Church and Pastor Addison Mitchell and all the church family at Parkamore Missionary Baptist Church. Your blessing is on the way.
There were some times I had to wait.
Oh,
my blessing's on the way.
Oh, Mother Rose Wiggins, blessing is on the way. Deacon Monroe. Brother Walter Davis Jr. Brother Clarence Piper Jr., Councilman of District Number 1, and all of your family. Blessing on the way. Bring you another word about my sponsors at this time. It's brought in to you in parts by Crest Cleaners and Laundry, where quality and service still counts. Now that's Crest Cleaner. They will take care of your dry cleaning, alteration, laundry, suede, leather cleaning, wedding gown, if that's your heart desire. Now they do take care of alteration. Remember that zipper replacement and hem lining, all of this is at Crest Cleaners and Laundry. Now they have locations in Titusville, Merritt Island, Cocoa, and Rock Leg, Polk St. John Vielle, Suntree, and North Melvin. Now there is a Crest Cleaners near you. Check them out now. And they are open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. On your way in, on your way out, Crest Cleaners is open. Stopping in on Saturday morning, yes. They are open at 9 a.m. You will still get that, what you wanted to wear on Sunday. They are open on Saturday. Now, they are one-day service, in by 10 a.m. and out by 5 p.m. That's Crest Cleaners, where quality and service still counts. Family-owned and operated now since 1960 and still in business. That's Crest Cleaners and Laundry. Now we have coming up now, the Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church, Sheila Marzi is the youth director. Yes, they have a back to school bash, and this will take place now Monday, August the 7th, from 6 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. Refreshments will be served. Children must be an attendant to receive the supplies. If you would like to donate, you have the option of donating. Drop it off at the church between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. That's Monday through Friday, before August the 5th. Now, this is a back-to-school bash. Please give them a call at 636-2971. Area code is 321. Fax number is 636-5675. Area code is 321. Now, this is Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church, and they want every child to have something, but please note if you are a attendance. All right, going back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest.
not dismay. Whatever betide, stay neath the Lord's wings, where love abides.
God will. Sick in the shut in, the ones that are convalescing in the hospital, health facility, rehabilitation centers, and some just sick at home, but God will. Oh, he'll take care of you. The ones that are lost loved ones all over. Wherever you are and whoever you are, it goes out for you this morning. The ones that was funeralized on last evening and the ones that was funeralized later. And Sister Leotis brothers and Brother Doug brothers, God will. He'll take care of you.
When it seems everything goes wrong, yeah. Anybody ever been there?
Pray for Thanksgiving for our country, our children, and the ones that are unsaved. And remember the ones, pray for family unity. The President of the United States and all the military personnel. Let's lift them all up in prayer because we know God will. He'll take care of you.
Out of nowhere. He'll open doors.
He'll open doors. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He'll hear you when you pray.
When you pray.
God will. God
will. Yeah. Oh,
why don't you wave your hand?
Brother Monroe girls, God will.
Take care of you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right here, take care of you.
How many believe that tonight? He'll take care of you, yeah.
Sister Martha McAllister, Sister Louise Harris.
Come on, say that with the
choir. He'll be your doctor.
Take
in the secret of God will.
Take care of you.
He'll be a lawyer in the courtroom. God will.
Take care of you.
He'll be your closest friend. He'll stick closer than a brother.
Take care of you.
This goes out for Sister Dupree and Mother Rose Wiggin, yours truly, and Sister Becky Mitchell. We thank you, Mother Rose Wiggin. He will take care of you.
Listen, y'all. Yes, he will. Somebody ought to clap your hands and give God praise, because you know he will.
Bring a word about my sponsors at this time. This program is also brought to you by Stone's Funeral Home, the home that Richard built with you in mind and you and I established since 1923. Sister Jan Stone, licensed funeral director. Now, family business dedicated serving other families in their time of sorrow, whose deep concern goes beyond professional excellence. Satisfaction comes from knowing and doing all that can be done and doing it at a difficult time. That's the Stone's Funeral Home. They have a service to suit the purse of the humble as well as the rich. All distinction of class and wealth are forgotten. Every service is conducted with the same quality, dignity, synthetic understanding, and capable attention to the smallest detail. That's the Stone's Funeral Home. One funeral home with two locations to serve you better. They have locations at 516 King Street, City of Cocoa, 636-2344, 2400 Stone Street, Melbourne, Florida, 727-9009. Now, area code is 321. Stone's Funeral Home, small enough to know you, they're large enough to serve you. And there's no exception for experience at the Stone's Funeral Home. Stone's Funeral Home is able, willing, ready, know how to handle all of your funeral arrangements. Let them be the provider for your loved one at Stone's Funeral Home. One funeral home with two locations to serve you better. It is also brought to you by Bayless Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work, owned and operated by Brother Johnny Fred Bailey and his son, that's Johnny Fred Bailey Sr., Johnny Fred Bailey Jr., and they are located at 1305 Franklin Street in the City of Cocoa. You can always call them at 636-3615 in area code 321. Now you will find friendly faces at Bailey's. Need a car? Don't have one? Been long want to own one? Stop in. Tell him that. He'll put you in a car. He have new car, used car. He have the car you long want to own at Bayless Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. Stop in. You'll be glad you did. I have one more community announcement, and I want you to be aware of this. The Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church, Elder Harris is the trustee secretary of the church anniversary committee. Now, the Metropolitan Church Committee is sponsoring a neighbor-to-neighbor fellowship, and this will take place on August the 13th at 4 p.m. A part of the 77th anniversary celebration. Participating churches will be Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Dixie Thomas is the pastor, Friendship Primitive Baptist Church, Cocoa, Elder Avin Ford, and Chief Cornerstone Missionary Baptist Church of Melbourne, Pastor Philip, and the theme is Pressing Fiber, the Mark of High Calling. We walk by faith and bear our history. Now, each pastor will give a 10-minute seminette, and this you need to be present and know what it's all about, because they do have it all set up, churches now. And come and be a part of it. Come out and enjoy an evening of fellowship, music, and refreshment. For more information, call 636-2971. Area code is 321. Between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, this Metropolitan. Now, you don't want to miss that. Now, you just want to go out and enjoy. You know, they have all the pastors, and they're going to be a 10-minute seminar. And you want to be hear it. Each pastor, be a part of at Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church. Going back into the pro, play one of the latest and the greatest. If I got anybody out there this morning leaning on Jesus, Brother Monroe Grove once again goes out for you this morning. Sister Jan Stone, Ruth J. Stone, Mother Irene Brown, Sister Nellie West, Sister Callan Stone, Brother Rudolph Stone, Stone's Funeral Home staff. Sister Lorraine Gray.
When I was down and I couldn't get up, and all I had to do, y'all, was trust in Jesus. That's all I had to do, y'all, was trust in Jesus. Can I tell you another thing? And I'm talking about me. You see, but when I came back to church, and then I got down on my knees, and then I called on Jesus, and I called on Jesus, and then Jesus stopped by and laid his hands on me. The man healed my body, and he whispered in my ear. He said, "Listen, my child, to now why you were running, and from here and there. Today I'm still the same. When trouble comes in your life, call on the name. 'Cause I found out He will.
He will provide.
'Cause I learned how to lean. I learned how to lean. I learned how to lean. I need one witness. I need.
As I got anybody out there this morning that's leaning on Jesus.
I went in. is sick, job be gone. I need somebody I can lean on. Father told me, come on, son, and lean on me. Started leaning on my father, and I leaned on him a long time. But in one thing, my father forgot to tell me that one day he had to die.
Clock on the wall says about my time to leave you this morning, but it's been a pleasure wherever you was listening. It's been a pleasure to bring you the gospel and praise and song, and been a pleasure to just lift up Jesus along. Thank you for being a part of this program on Sunday morning from 9 until 10 and 1510 a.m. and 94.7 FM each Sunday morning. Thank you for being a part of it, and thank all my listeners, thank my sponsors, and each of you. Just keep me in your prayer, lift me up, because God is in charge, and we know that. Just keep me, continue doing what's pleasing in the eyesight of God this morning. Thanks, Sister Becca Mitchell, for each Sunday morning that she come and accomplish me and be a part of this program. Go to the church of your choice today. We have church services all around. We have 11 a.m., we have 10 a.m., and 8 a.m., and just go to the church because the doors are always open. Play something old, I play something new. I played it all just for you. Made some sad, I made some glad. But I did the best I could. And you know the best is Jesus? That's the best. Pleasant. Good morning.
My fortress in my God.